Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Had a false start and originally we'd synchronized and it was really nice.
Great start.
But I don't think it's worth us lying to the listeners and doing it again. I think it's important that we're honest in 2020.
I deleted it because Mark was drunk again.
Drunk with wrestling.
Yes.
Welcome back. It seems like ages since we've actually recorded something because we've had Christmas and New Year in between.
Yeah, we did bits and bobs. We did quite a lot of recording before Christmas.
Yep.
And now we're in a slightly different studio and we're back on WrestleMania.
Yes,
WrestleMania
we are.
23.
It's been ages since we've done a WrestleMania because we did WrestleMass and then we did One Night Stand, ECW. Yes. And it just seems like we haven't actually watched a WrestleMania for a long time. That is the very essence of the podcast that we're supposed to do.
We're delaying the inevitable end, like just natural end of the podcast. We're using that delay spray you get in boots.
Yeah.
Spread your junk.
Peter Crouch would not have a flawed podcast system.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Like we do.
We got nominated. Did we nominate? We got one. We got nominated
in the Best Sport and Leisure Awards by Pod Bible.
Yeah.
I'd love to say it's, you know, a reward we wanted to win, but because we didn't win it, we couldn't give a shit, mate.
Didn't even want it.
No, he didn't even want it. Thank you very much if you did vote for us. That was very sweet. I'd have loved to. I mean, the thing is, when it's just like two little lads with a passion, with a fringe sport,
Seriously, I've seen the figures, it's a miracle.
And taking on the might of the BBC and a former, I was going to say lioness. What, a male lioness. That's how I term him.
A former lion.
I always like Peter Crouch.
He's always like a nice chap.
It's funny, like when you see people like, so when he did that robot thing and I was like, oh, I'm always going to like that guy.
I'm
never going to hate him.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's funny just how things change. It really is.
Oh,
funny.
I just fucked you right off, didn't I? Doing the robot.
If you were a robot, I tell you what, I'd unplug you. Fucking such a bad cuss.
I'd downgrade your firmware.
Yeah. Who are you? you fucking know. They call me Mr. Number 3. It was nice to beat some of the other podcasts which I'd heard of, though.
Yes,
I was very pleased about that.
Who was nominated? Who else was nominated? Is just anybody?
I think there was a running podcast. Quickly, Kevin, will he score?
Oh, that's hammered them, did we? That's
quite
popular, aren't we?
Smashed them. Yeah, well, you say quite popular, it turns out. Turns out, no, it's just that people know they're out there. Oh, arrogance. Disgusting arrogance. There is an award that I really, really do want us to win.
Right.
And that is the annual...
BAFTA. Best wrestling podcast.
For best actress. There's a forum called the UKFF. It's the UK Fan Forum. Mm. And it's one of the longest running sort of wrestling fan forums in the UK.
Right.
Weirdly, it pops up in this WrestleMania.
Someone's
got a sign, UKFF.
There's some great signs in this WrestleMania. But yeah, that's amazing.
Actually, I'm really looking forward to talking about this WrestleMania.
Right,
it's so exciting.
Yeah.
But that sign pops up. Now, last year, I was very silly and I hadn't been on to the year-end result thing. So I hadn't then corralled together everyone to force them to block vote and therefore ruin that democracy.
Yes.
And we came third. And
what, completely out of I didn't even know this forum existed.
Exactly. And it's two those. It's two. I think we lost to like the Bruce Pritchard podcast and one of the other established ones. And I'm not being sort of like, oh, I'm not going to name it because they don't need that. I'm sure it's very good. I can't remember what it was. But this year, there's been sort of the nominations, people suggesting stuff. And I've seen WrestleMe's come up a few times. Mm. And honestly, for me as a long-term wrestling fan, the UKFF, to get that award...
Yeah.
I mean, I will be outside Crouch's house with that, and I will be going, I hope, you know, your Pod Bible one is nothing, because this is the UKFF.com. He'll say, what's that? I'll say, mate, look at the sign that pops up during the Ashley Massaro Melina match at WrestleMania 23. Oh, what's that? And then I'll do a robot dance off.
It would be like me getting my letter printed in Hustler. Or Big Jugs magazine. I've always been a constant subscriber to Big Boobies magazine.
I'd always thought that the letters were made up until one day, I was in Peter Crouch's garden with an award from the UKFF.com.
That's not an award, that's Abby Clancy. She's tiny.
This is not a suitable letter for Big Jugs magazine. Very crass. Welcome. Yeah. So, WrestleMania 23.
Yes.
2007.
Whoa.
This is a big WrestleMania for a number of reasons.
Yes.
One is because it's
all right.
Over the years, people have gone, this is the WrestleMania that everyone has forgotten about.
Mm.
There's a couple of sports media called it a forgotten classic.
Mm.
Bleacher Report went as far to say the best WrestleMania of them all. I mean, that's...
Whoa.
That's Bleacher. Absolutely nonsense.
You've been getting high on your own bleach, mate. You've been getting too close to the pan.
This is a really important WrestleMania because with the things that have happened in the last couple of years with Donald Trump becoming the US president, this is Trumplemania.
I filmed several sections from this and sent them to the lads who aren't across wrestling, and they were fascinated to see.
It's amazing. It's so... I know we've talked about Trump's relationship with the WWE before, but it's only when you see this one where there's a whole show set around the president of the United States of America. And it's so recent. It's like 12 years ago.
He looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Yeah. He's wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
The same sort of
He just
clothes.
Hasn't got the red tie. He's still got the big dumpy dump truck.
Yep.
Bum bum.
Yep, he has.
Big
He's still
butt.
Pulling that funny jutting face that everyone at the time when he was voted in were like, oh, is this a sign of dementia? That he's sort of sitting there going, oh, what's going on? No, it's just how he looks, you know. But this is not a thing where you go, God, yeah, that's what he did as a young man.
Mm.
You know, not like Lars Sullivan, the WWE superstar who made some homophobic comments and this, like last month, was found out to have, in his youth, starred in some homosexual adult movies.
I see.
Not like that.
No.
Because this isn't a different man. This is Donald Trump looking exactly the same then as he does now.
Yeah.
And that's the weirdest thing. It is just the president of the United States of America who happens to be in a big angle at WrestleMania. It's absolutely mind-blowing.
It's there's so confusing.
Also, one of the things that happens here is there's a point where he actually gets physical with Vince McMahon.
Mm.
And that became a GIF made by a Reddit user who was called Han Asshole Solo.
Okay.
And the guy had put over Vince McMahon's head the CNN logo.
Yes, okay.
And so it was Trump attacking CNN.
Right.
And
he retweeted that, didn't he?
Trump retweeted it from his personal account and then from the official POTUS account. So that's a really weird thing with the actual president of the United States of America. I know it still sounds weird, but it's even odder when it's the actual official Twitter account of the United States presidency, which presumably is printed out in a big book. they print out all the tweets.
I think Donald Trump insists on tweets getting printed out.
Mm.
So, like, if he's got a tweet he wants to read, he'll have them printed out. He asks someone.
How does it work with the GIFs? He must have gone, that's a shame.
Frame by
that's
frame.
A shame.
That's
that should have moved.
That should have moved.
A sheaf of, like, having to do that flip.
I want
thing.
E-ink. I want some, like, new emerging technology, just off his head on pseudoephedrine.
Yeah. But it is a really weird thing because it overshadows this WrestleMania in a way that it didn't at the time.
Yeah.
At the time, he was just America's Alan Sugar.
Yeah, the guy from The Apprentice.
This is Sir Alan Sugar doing an angle with All-Star Wrestling's Brian Dixon. You know, that's the British version of this. And so it wasn't as weird as it became.
Yeah.
But the really sort of surprising thing about this as well is how problematic this became him doing WrestleMania.
Right.
When it comes to things like the Donald Trump Foundation, and there's some good stories about the McMahons and the money that he was paid for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And the New York Post investigation into all. Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh,
we'll
get to that. That's exciting.
Oh, I want to hear about funny characters and stuff. No,
no.
We're going to talk you through the finances of Super PACs.
Irregularities
from 3 years ago. Welcome to Wrestle Me. So this WrestleMania at the time was really sort of well regarded. It set quite a few records as well. So it was 80,000 people attended
live in Detroit.
Yeah, I think it was certainly up until they started doing the stadiums, that was in the top three or four of their all-time attendance records for a WrestleMania and therefore for any pay-per-view. It did 1.2 million buys on pay-per-view as well, which was, at the time, the most bought WWE pay-per-view in history.
Jeez.
So it was a monster event, which is even weirder why it is totally forgotten about. Mm. I think if you said to most people, what's the main event at WrestleMania, I can't even remember the fucking number of it, Pete.
Is it 23.
Yeah. I've watched it last night. I've got notes in front of me, and even then, it's slightly getting away from me. But the main event is you would say, well, it's the Battle of the Billionaires. What was the last match? Mm. I think most people would struggle to say, oh, of course, it's the battle between the two WWF tag team champions, John Cena and Shawn Michaels. It's also really odd that it's disappeared into sort of like, you know, the ether, because pretty much all the matches are relatively decent.
Yeah, yeah.
There's very few misses on this, and the misses are the ones that are obviously going to be the misses. Mm. The Divas match, that's it.
Yeah,
I think everything else is actually pretty good. It's also overshadowed by the fact that it's Chris Benoit's last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And that doesn't really overshadow WrestleMania, but what it does is 2007 becomes a terrible, terrible year for WWE.
Right.
It's just a really, you know, dealing with the backlash and the after effects and the aftermath of the Benoit murder-suicide is just a funny time in the business.
Yeah, he'd be dead within like 4 months or something.
100 days or so, yeah, right. After the match here.
Wow.
So this takes place in April and I think in late June. He is doing what he becomes best known for.
Right.
There is always a funny thing about watching Benoit in anything. I think we've talked about this before, but it's almost like, for me, the passage of time. I forget that raw, visceral thing of when you were going, oh God, it's a murderer. And I can actually watch his matches now, and I don't think about that at all. I just sort of go, oh, there's Chris Benoit. And, you know, watching him do what he does. I don't know what point I'm making there. I'm not saying that's a good thing. And therefore he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying good wrestling.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's...
papers over a lot of cracks.
Yeah.
No one's saying that.
I think that's what I was saying. I wasn't saying. but who knows? This is also the WrestleMania that it's got the worst catchline, tagline.
Oh, Mark, I cannot... get enough of this. It's so paedophilic. It's so Daily Mail, sidebar of shame.
Isn't it?
Young actress
growing up. It's the language of like 1970s, 1980s knockabout tabloid Britain, isn't it? WrestleMania 23, all grown up. All grown up. Finally, you can fuck WrestleMania. You've waited all these years.
Who was the Welsh opera singer that the son got very
Charlotte
upset?
Church.
Charlotte Church.
I've written exactly that name that is written down there.
That was all grown up, wasn't it?
All grown up. There was a countdown, wasn't there, that I believe one of the tabloids was doing to when
Good
she became legal.
Lord.
All grown up. That's what they used to say about sort of child stars who had got addicted to drugs and then done play. Playboy,
yeah,
and they'd always have that thing saying, "Here she is." It's, you know, Millicent from the wonderful Fifth Nagel, all grown up.
Yeah, and she'll be wearing like a child's dress and a big woolly pop.
Woolly pop.
Big woolly pop.
Wouldn't it have been good if they'd just drawn two pert little breasts on the WrestleMania logo? All grown up.
Hair. Just bits of hair everywhere.
Tufts.
Disgusting.
They slightly did this thing, and I think it's a confusing thing. All grown up because what are the infant WrestleMania 3? Do you remember Andre the Giant, a baby WrestleMania? And I don't quite know what they're doing, but there's a weird thing as well. Like 23, that's not like 21 or 18. You can go all grown up, and it's like. key to the door.
Why have they done that? They just sort of went, look, we have owned a lot of these characters for a long time. Maybe people like the the Undertaker at like 50 is all grown up. Oh, isn't he all grown up?
Oh,
hasn't he's undead,
he,
if anything.
Hasn't he got big since 1989 when he was absolutely the same size? I think the basic idea behind it is I think they've returned to Detroit, which was where WrestleMania 3
right,
took place. Now, WrestleMania 3 was 20 years before.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So then they're sort of going, it's between 18 and 21. And so WrestleMania 3, this is WrestleMania, this is not WrestleMania 23. This is grown up WrestleMania 3.
This is
so confusing.
It's riding in cars. The car industry's fucked in Detroit with boys.
I've got terrible news, though, and that's that WrestleMania 19 unfortunately died. It will not be growing up to be WrestleMania 29.
My word.
That was an entirely new WrestleMania.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
They do a little bit with, they get kids to sort of portray the... In all honesty, I think the idea behind it was this was the first generation where they were like 23, and it doesn't work. Mm. But I think they were sort of going, these are the age of people who would have been watching WrestleMania 1 in 1985.
They had the chance to.
And that has inspired them.
Yeah.
I don't think many of them were. I don't think, you know, a lot of them were sort of following, certainly like Bobby Lashley. I mean, I don't think he's... and Carly. I don't think any of those people have seen any wrestling before this night.
No, yeah. So it's, Carly especially.
But they do have the little kids dressed up as like... There's a good one of like Booker T and there's a little Mini Edge. Mm. There's a couple they just sort of go, this doesn't work as a through line, so there is no baby Undertaker. And they don't even do a baby Stone Cold, the cowards.
Is there a baby Kane?
No.
Just you can imagine Baby Stockholm smashing like two big milky.
Is Baby Kane the name of like a funk star?
Baby Kane.
It sounds
sound
really like it.
Oh, Baby Kane.
So let's crack straight through. I mean, the first thing I think about this one is the look of it is quite different as well. It's got very blue lights, and I think it's the first time they ever use all white ring ropes.
Oh, okay.
So it looks a little bit like a sort of really big dental surgery where everyone's like having a massive tussle. excuse me. Happy New Year. And one thing I will not make a resolution of is I will not stop coughing during these podcasts.
No, me neither.
I will continue to do it. Show absolutely no respect. That's why Peter Crouch wins the award.
And our computer system will consistently just stop recording for no reason.
Magic.
Magic.
There's some little bits and bobs. The celebrities are very much an unusual lot of celebrities. So normally you get a couple of like rock stars and things like that, and you'll have some of the traditional people. This one, the celebrities on IMDb are listed as Miss USA 2006.
She hangs out with Trump, doesn't she?
She does. Right. Miss USA 2007.
Oh.
Miss Teen USA 2006.
More problematic.
And Miss Universe 2006. That is, I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, those four women, they must have had a fucking terrible night. The second that last bell went, I bet the evening went from bad to worse. I should imagine they've all been paid off and they can't speak. But Jesus Christ. I mean, it's bizarre that you have the one year that Donald Trump is there, there are all of these pinups.
But that was kind of his brand. Did he do International Sexy Lady Show or something? Did he did the whole kind of, he did Miss World, didn't he?
He's done for sort of, you know. Certainly over the years they've mentioned how he would sort of, you know, be in the dressing rooms of those sort of sorts of things. That's very much on record. Mm. He is through this WrestleMania and his bits are just fantastically interesting. The bit where he actually comes out in his match with the Miss USA, she just looks like he has not been nice to her at all. So he's certainly not sort of said, hey, it's going to be fine, you're going to have a great time, you know, just stick with me, you will be a laugh, you know, don't worry about this. In that little vignette he does with the boogeyman, which we will get to, he basically had decided he was supposed to be frightened of the boogeyman, and he was like, I'm not going to be doing that.
You're not going to be frightened of the boogeyman?
No. Right, okay. So the boogeyman pops up from behind a sofa. And Trump has started ad-libbing a big thing about going, they won't even give me a sandwich. You want a sandwich? Can't even get a sandwich.
He managed to suck the life out of all of the comedy in these pieces.
He's doing it himself. They've obviously given him a script and a thing, and he's like, I won't be doing that.
Yeah.
But apparently he was ad-libbing the sandwich thing. Totally. So it goes live, and he's like, I want a sandwich. I haven't got a sandwich. I haven't got a sandwich. And Miss World is sitting next to him. And one of the sort of lines that he says, which is slightly under his breath, he just sort of says, yeah, he's on the phone. He says, yeah, I'm sitting here with Miss USA 2006. She's been no help. She hasn't got a sandwich. She's a useless lump. Useless lump.
Horrible.
Absolutely awful. Man. So when they do come out together, you just get the impression that he's just been sitting there the whole time with her, just going, you shit, you stupid mouth.
Jesus
Christ. Don't cry about the lump references, stupid bitch. Awful. Horrible. The first match.
Yes, after Aretha Franklin.
She's back. She was at WrestleMania 3. I think quite famously then she pretty much arrived, performed and left, and they had a sort of circle of steel around her so they're not going to get near her. She actually looks like she's having a really good time here.
Yeah, wearing a cracking little trouser suit sort of jobby. Yeah,
she looks a little bit like Rikishi. In a big blonde wig. She's a big lady by this point.
She's a big lady. There's an old Greg sign noticed in the crowd. I'm old Greg from the Mighty Boosh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm old Greg.
I
checked the time. Yeah, timeline. Three years before.
Does not seem that old.
I know.
I would say that. When did that come out? 2015.
Yes.
I'm old Greg.
Yeah, I think one of the hosts of that show will be very into that. That idea. Yeah, I'm just 35.
I recently watched The Mighty Boosh back on Netflix. I hadn't seen it for ages. And geez, oh, that third series. I don't know why people don't talk about it consistently. It's just going, it's the best thing that's ever been on television. At the time, I was like, this is just wank by people who don't know what funny is.
Yeah,
I was watching it back just going, this is absolutely brilliant. This
the third
is so
season
good.
Where in the kids, magic shop or something? Is it magic shop?
Naboo's Emporium. Right, it was, it's it might not be called that. I said that really confidently, but I actually can't remember what it's called. It was just really good. Take my advice for it, even though I don't seem to know what I'm talking about.
I'm old Aretha Franklin.
she really does look like she's enjoying this. And I mean, Jesus Christ, that woman can sing. That is not news to anyone.
I know, but like it, she was, you know, she's, you know, not that long off passing. I think 10 years maybe. Maybe seven, something like that.
She's
like,
still alive.
No, she died about 3 years ago, I think.
I was surprised when, I mean,
she sang
I didn't.
At Obama's inauguration, like in the year after this, I think, or
did
2 years after this.
Did she? I seem to remember doing a podcast with you. Mm. I think it must have been an early WrestleMe where we talk about her at the time of recording. At the time you'll hear this, she's probably dead. Because I think she'd been on TV about a day before and she looked terrible.
Right,
and
I think
you might have cut it out.
Because she'd passed on.
You cut so little that one I was
it's
like, oh.
It's really bad stuff.
found Pete's taste lying in the sand. we really should talk about the first match. Before we get to the first match.
There's a dark match.
There is a dark match.
What the fuck is going on in this one? I saw a little clip of it at the end.
Yep.
But I could not want to see this more.
Yep, this is Ric Flair and Carlito beating Gregory Helms, who was also known as the Hurricane, before they changed that gimmick, and Chavo Guerrero in a tag team lumberjack match.
What's a lumberjack match?
A lumberjack match is where you have all the other wrestlers surrounding the ring.
Right.
And what happens is they used to use it to sort of, when there was a big rivalry going on, where it would constantly end in countouts or disqualifications. Mm. Well, what you'd do is you'd build up to a lumberjack match where all of the roster would come out. And when someone was thrown out of the ring, the lumberjacks would throw them right back in. Yeah. And I have no idea why it's called lumberjack match.
Just how you carry maybe a bit like, of wood, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Or like maybe that's what lumberjacks did in drinking bars in Alaska or something. And they'd all group round. I don't know why lumberjacks would be.
We'll get onto the lumberjills later on. which is what they call it.
Literally a word invented in 2007 for WrestleMania 23.
Never been used again.
Never again. There's never ever been any need to. No. Even in lumberjack matches with women, they don't call them lumberjills anymore.
No, do they not?
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Cool.
So this match, I was like, fuck me, Ric Flair in a dark match. So like next year's WrestleMania, he is retiring.
Right.
In a, you know, a great match against Shawn Michaels.
Spent most of his time in hospital recently. Like, oh, you mean next year after this? Sorry.
Yeah, after this
you
one.
Meant
not,
now.
No, not next year. No. He may be retiring from a wider stage, but the... So he's only got a year in his career left.
Right.
And it just seems amazing. They know he is coming to the end of a career. Mm. And they're like, oh, we'll put him on WrestleMania 23. But Ric Flair in a fucking dark match. It's so
very
rude.
Disrespectful.
Really disrespectful. I did not watch this match. It was on all the DVDs and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, was it? Right, okay.
But what I got really into was I got into a thing which you're going to love. So Carlito gave an interview a couple of days beforehand. Mm. And the interview was with, it was at the THQ 5th Annual Superstar Challenge at Detroit's Gem Theatre.
Right.
Where all of the wrestlers get together before WrestleMania weekend and they played SmackDown versus Raw 2007 in a big tournament.
Right, I thought THQ, I thought that's a video game developer, isn't it?
Yeah, THQ. I was going to say it's in the game, but it's not, is it?
Smart, isn't it? Yeah. Did you see that the new WK, what's it called, the WWE 2K20?
Yeah.
Just keeps on getting worse.
As soon as it hit the stroke of midnight on 2020, doesn't work.
You have to turn the time on your PlayStation back.
That's my favourite bit. My favourite bit is the developers going, sorry guys, look, actually, don't worry about it. Just change the internal clock back to 1752.
I think it's the Millennium Bug. Yeah. My.
So Carlito does this interview at this games tournament that they're having. And it's great when you catch people at a moment where they think this is just some, you know, we're just playing a computer game thing. So he told a journalist, I'm out of WrestleMania. Apparently they had to make space for Kane versus Carly and Melina versus Ashley. How can I be at WrestleMania? If I politic and kiss ass, I should make it. I'm not going to cry or be bitter. There's always next year. And I don't want to get fired. But they're showing disrespect by not having Ric Flair at WrestleMania. And even more disrespect by not having Carlito there. So,
Carlito's woo,
he adds that on. I like the way he adds that on. Like it's a wrestling thing where he's going, they're showing so much disrespect. I mean, I can only get there by ass kissing. But, you know, Ric Flair, I mean, he really should be at WrestleMania. And it's even worse than that.
I'm going to kick his ass.
Carlito's not there. They then said to him, you know, are you happy with your career at the moment? And he said, I absolutely hate being a babyface more than anything else.
Wow.
So he was like, really, I love it when people are in dark matches and they are like, even Colita, who cares whether Colita is in the dark match or not? Ric Flair is in there and it's just fun that all around it, everyone's going, this is bullshit. This is just bullshit. What this is with the Lumberjacks thing, it was also an attempt to get everyone on the roster. They get a little bit of money for turning up to WrestleMania.
Right, okay.
You don't want to be working for WWE and you don't get to be on WrestleMania.
Yes.
So in recent years, they've always done battle royales and things so that everybody gets a chance to go out in front of a half-empty stadium.
Sell a couple of t-shirts.
Yeah, in the blazing midday sun and, you know, spend 13 seconds before rolling out of a ring and then having a two-minute walk to the back. Magic. The person who won that Superstar Challenge video game was Elijah Burke, who we'll see later. Mm. The best thing about this is that 2K20 thing we just talked about. This is the report of the final of the THQ Superstar Challenge video game competition. As Burke went for the pin on Carlito, the ref counted to two, and immediately a quit screen came up. The hosts, Jonathan Coachman and Matt Stryker, didn't know what to do until the on-scene technician fixed the problem in a matter of seconds, which restored the game, and the referee finished the three count. So, just immediately going wrong. Lovely. Absolutely the shittest. Chavo Guerrero, he played as Eddie Guerrero in this, and he beat Mr. Kennedy in the first round. And
we're getting so meta. We're doing the actual matches.
He noted to the press afterwards, he said, that felt like redemption to me, he said, because Mr. Kennedy, of course, was my Uncle Eddie Guerrero's last ever opponent before he died. So strange.
So
such
strange.
Such a strange,
weird event. Thing to say,
isn't it? Well, I'm playing my uncle in this game, and it was good because I beat the guy who he had his last match against. That feels like redemption for the family.
Yeah, did you do the eulogy?
It says quit. What do we do? I hope they filmed all these things. They must have filmed them.
They must have done that. They'll be on some long forgotten, localised German THQ YouTube page somewhere.
Absolutely. The thing that people have always been looking for, they used to do radio broadcasts of big pay-per-views in the 90s. Which would be played to sort of troops in Afghanistan and things like that. And those were continually, they were like, you can go onto Forces Network and listen to the thing.
Right.
And everyone is like, Jesus Christ, no one's ever heard them. Where are they? And nobody seems to have a copy of them. Just a really odd thing
are
that people are into.
Do they have radio broadcasts or closed caption, kind of like people who just do people who can't see and stuff like that? So would the armed forces have a... Would you just have a feed from WrestleMania?
Because
would
I'm fairly sure like Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler did the action.
Yeah.
So I think they must have recorded it like within a couple of hours or the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
But it would just be them being super descriptive.
Yeah, exactly.
Really sort of like,
exactly.
Why don't you do your job like this all the time?
It's the difference between radio commentary and a video one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Forces Radio of the THQ Superstar Challenge from 2007.
I want to hear the Forces Radio version of the THQ Super Challenge from 2007, but I want it reproduced like they did for live TV in the Lennox Lewis Tyson match, where they just got two actors to box it out while they had a block on a mobile phone describing the action.
Amazing. That is. Now, look. I mean, we've come to the end of this episode. Yes, yes. If you've got the DVD, we haven't even started WrestleMania. We talked about Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
But the important thing is you've learned a lot, haven't you?
There was an audio version of this.
Yeah. Heard a lot about a long-forgotten video games tournament that I imagine even the people involved in have little to no recollection of.
They barely have the accounts.
WrestleMania beat!
Mark.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, mate.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.